An update on a story we brought you last month about LGBTQ athletes from around the world vying to make history by qualifying for the Olympics. With a week to go before the Games opening ceremony in Tokyo, the list is expansive. A record number of out athletes are set to compete. Sid Ziegler is a sports writer and co-founder of OutSports. It's a news outlet that focuses on LGBTQ issues in sports. He's been keeping score. Sid, welcome back.
Thank you so much.
All right. Well, first of all, up until these games, no openly transgender athlete had ever competed at the Olympics. So how much will the landscape change when those games open next week in Tokyo?
Well, there are three athletes going to Tokyo that we know of. Chelsea Wolfe is part of Team USA. She's a BMX freestyler. She's a reserve athlete. So Chelsea's only going to compete if one of the two Americans can't compete. Quinn is a transgender non-binary soccer player who's going to compete on the women's Canadian soccer team. But the one that's really going to get the headlines is Laurel Hubbard, a transgender weightlifter who's competing for New Zealand. In the past, Laurel has won a couple of medals at world championships, never a gold, but she's the one people are really talking about.
And what's the conversation been about how or if transgender athletes should be competing in the Olympics?
Well, of course, you have a lot of people who see this large woman and say that it's unfair that she's competing. But a couple things that I want to point to. Number one, weightlifting is by weight class. So Laurel is competing against the largest size women. It's not as though she's competing against women who are 100 pounds trying to lift weight. The other part is that Laurel has far and away exceeded the regulations that the International Olympic Committee has put in for transgender athletes, which requires a period of time where you have to transition, your hormones have to kind of match more of what a cisgender woman's hormones would look like, particularly testosterone. Mm-hmm. And Laurel has done that for many times the length of period that they require. So she has far exceeded the IOC's requirements to compete.
More broadly, you've been keeping track at OutSports of all the athletes who identify as LGBTQ going into these Olympics. You knew that it would likely be a record number, and it was. Tell us about that. How many are we talking about here?
Our list now stands at 142 publicly out LGBTQ athletes who are all headed to Tokyo. That is more than the number of publicly out athletes at every single Olympic Games before it combined. In wow. Rio, we only knew of 56, and that was by far a record. And we know of many more who we are going to be adding next week. One of the interesting dynamics is that of the 142, only 15 are men. 127 of them are women. And I think that says a lot about where men's and women's sports are in relation to athletes feeling comfortable coming out and how many LGBTQ athletes are in those sports.
Well, and we'll see if that changes over the next couple of years. We have seen some high-profile examples of men coming out in sports. But what a difference a few years makes, right? Why do you think there are so many more?
One of the reasons is social media. They are just living their lives openly on Instagram. And that's how we've found a lot of them. And, you know, I think that there are just more LGBTQ women in elite level sports. We just had an article today about 8 women just on the Dutch soccer team. I don't think there are many men's soccer teams that are half the team or more are LGBTQ.
Right. One thing we're noting is that the country of Japan is not planning to send any openly gay Olympians to these games. What's the landscape like there for the host country and for that community there, and how are activists feeling in Japan?
It's tough. A lot of times places are selected to host these large-scale events where LGBTQ people do not have the freedom that they have in the United States or Canada. There was a lot of hope that the visibility of the games and the importance of inclusion to the games might drive some legislation to fight against discrimination and empower the LGBTQ community, and that has been routinely stopped at the federal level in Japan, even over the last few months. So we were hoping for more advancement. We didn't get it, but that doesn't mean that the legacy of the Olympics can't have a positive impact on the LGBTQ community in Japan.
Right, and to that point, I wonder how this moment in history feels to you. I know you have been reporting on this issue for more than 2 decades, and here we are on the cusp of history with these games.
You know, we had Carl Nassib, an NFL player with the Las Vegas Raiders, come out publicly last month to have this tsunami, this tidal wave of out athletes at the Tokyo Olympics. Just, it's a number that I didn't fathom. There's an athlete representing a Caribbean country and South American. You know, it's not just North American, Western Europe. It's all over the world. And that's really great to see.
Sid Ziegler, a sports writer and co-founder of OutSports. It's a news outlet that focuses on LGBTQ issues in sports. Hey, Sid, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you.